Mayor's Message from Councillor Jack Kowazik. G'day, Cardinia Shire. It has been a busy time at Council, as we are around 9 months into our current term as councillors and are starting to see the result of lots of work behind the scenes, implementing some key community aspirations into policy. We've progressed development on some of our biggest strategies, and I want to say thank you to everyone who has contributed to this process. Our new council plan, updated livability plan, asset plan, and long-term financial plan are at different stages of finalisation, but we look forward to considering these for formal endorsement soon. We've also adopted our 2025-26 Budget and Capital Work Programme. This budget is the first of the new council term and strives to reflect the priorities identified through the development of the new council plan. We've worked hard to develop a budget that responds to community needs and ensures responsible management of council resources. Read more in the next article. Community engagement has also been undertaken on a number of other important projects and initiatives, so thank you to everyone who has provided their valuable feedback. To find out which consultations are currently open or will open soon, please see the article Engage with Us or head to our Creating Cardinia website. I was really excited to launch the first stage of the Pakenham Revitalisation Project, which is set to reimagine the town centre. Pakenham has changed dramatically over recent years, but the central area remains in need of a major uplift, so we're getting on with it and we're planning for its growth now and into the future. The refreshed designs reflect our community's call for a place we can be proud of, a place that puts people first and supports a thriving nighttime economy. Read more in the article Gateway to the Future. I'm also pleased to share that we've recently partnered with Yarra Rangers and Nillumbik Councils to create a new visitor economy partnership. The partnership will not only strengthen ties with nearby councils, but it will also provide more access to funding opportunities and tourism support. We've endorsed a new investment attraction plan that aims to boost economic growth in the Shire, and we've developed a range of tools and resources to support ongoing advocacy efforts and to empower the community to lead their own advocacy endeavours. You can learn more about these initiatives later in this edition. Finally, with my current 2024-25 mayoral term coming to an end soon, I'm approaching the end of two consecutive years as Mayor of Cardinia Shire. I wanted to take this opportunity to thank the entire Cardinia Shire community, my fellow councillors and council staff, for your ongoing support during this time. I'm proud of all we've achieved together, and it has been an honour serving as your mayor. Councillor Jack Kowazik, Cardinia Shire Mayor. Council meetings. Council and town planning meetings are held monthly. Check our website for the most up-to-date information. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/meetings. You can watch council meetings live or catch up on previous meetings at www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/webcast. Sign up to Connect Plus. Sign up to Connect Plus, our monthly electronic newsletter, to receive the latest council news direct to your inbox. Read about council services, programs and projects, as well as local events, activities and community engagement opportunities. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/connect.